This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The U.S. Constitution reminds us that the responsibility for our government rests with we the people. In order for us to be effective, we need to know something about our government and our history. Citizens in countries ruled by dictators don't need to know very much since the major decisions are made for them, but we Americans should be educated and informed. Unfortunately, we are not well educated and informed. A study done by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation discovered that only 1 in 3 Americans could actually pass the U.S. citizenship test, and I might add that you only have to get 60% of the questions right in order to pass the test. For example, a majority did not know how many justices serve on the Supreme Court. Nearly 3/4 could not accurately identify which states comprise the 13 colonies. And only 1/4 even knew why the American colonists fought the British in the Revolutionary War. Most disturbing was the fact that young people perform worst on the test. You might excuse an elderly person for forgetting some facts about government or history, but less than 1 in 5 under the age of 45 could pass this test. In previous commentaries, I've proposed a solution that some states have considered. Require students to pass a citizenship test before they graduate from high school. Consider the fact that a naturalized citizen probably knows more about America's history and structure of government than someone who was born in this country. Young people in America cannot pass a citizenship test for one of 2 reasons. Either they weren't paying attention in class or they weren't taught this material in the first place. Let's require students to pass a citizenship test before graduation. We require it of people who want to be American citizens. Why not require it of students who are already citizens because they were born here? I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.